Hey everybody, welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. This is our first corporate update of the day. Happy to welcome in Clarity Gold CEO James Rogers. Clarity Gold trades on the CSE with the symbol CLAR and also on the OTC with CLGCF. James, pleasure to have you back on the podcast. How you been?
Morning, Trevor. Thanks again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. It's good to get a friendly face and a nice smile on bloodbath day like we're seeing today in precious metals and in exploration. However, I guess hopefully flat is the new up for the day. You're up one penny on the day. So we'll take it on a day like today, won't we?
If we can be green in a sea of red, it's good.
Yes, absolutely. A couple things to discuss with you. It's been a little bit since we've had you on the show. We got first drill results out of the Destiny project, which is located in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Nice grades here. 18.64 grams per ton gold over 2.1 meters was really one of the highlights of the drill results that you published earlier this week, I believe it was. Give us your sense here of what these drill results really mean for Clarity and the Destiny project.
Yeah, so I guess these first batch of results we've put out are from about 2,600 meters of drilling. The drills at first were pointed towards the western side of the DAC deposit, testing that strike extension and doing some infill on the historic drilling. So we were expecting grades in line with this. This makes a lot of sense for what we know. And what we're really looking for here is seeing these shorter intervals of higher grade as we start to map out ore shoots and the high grade within the low grade system that's along the structure. So this is really key for us in getting that understanding on the western zone. I'll point really quick out that we've just acquired the surface rights over kind of that main core high grade area. That was done about a month ago now, I think. And we've stepped the drills now into that area, which are now mapping this out. It kind of all fits into our thinking about how the system is looking and how we can really unlock its value.
So you're about a quarter way through your 10,000 meter drill program with these results. And tell us, like, how does these early results does it change the direction or the strategy with your drilling at all?
It's not going to change the direction and strategy. We've got the program fairly well laid out. We've decided that these first holes were going to be focused on this western side. And this is exactly what we're looking at. I think we'll see a few more deeper holes that are testing this structure down to depth. That'll be our sort of next phase of results that are coming out. And then we'll be looking at updating in the infill area. So the plan's not going to change. Really, the work's going to be done with some of the stuff we're doing with Minerva and our data processing on the back of this program. So we're not going to be spinning our heels and pivoting our drill program at this point.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that Minerva intelligence stuff here in just a few minutes. I did want to get your thoughts here on, really, out of the Abitibi, obviously there's a lot of high-grade mineralization throughout the Abitibi. It's been a very active place to explore for many years now. But really what we got to see is really high-grade plus scale. So where would scale and growth from the Destiny project likely come from?
Scale and growth. So this project was discovered in 98, right? And that kicked off 50,000 meters of drilling, culminating in a resource 2011, a historic resource now, which was designed to describe the structure as a bulk tonnage scenario, around a 1 gram grade. This is around the time Detour and everything was going. This is certainly a very key component of all Abitibi projects, is looking at these low grade opportunities. But what we were attracted to is the high grade portion of this and trying to map out what the distribution of that looks like across the structure. So really that's where we're focusing on unlocking that value and growing this, is rethinking the deposit itself.
Okay. And this comes in with Minerva Intelligence. You did announce you are in a partnership with them. What does this partnership look like, and where's the value for this?
Yeah. So Minerva's an AI company, and their specialty is in processing immense amounts of data. And it took us about 3 months to really get all of the historic data cleaned and polished and into an appropriate format to be able to be really processed and looking at multi-element ratios and pulling things together. Now, Minerva is designed to make our lives easier as geologists, is in that we can only process so many patterns and combinations and visual cues as we're spinning a 3D model around and looking at things. And Minerva is going to be able to pull together a lot more of those patterns and a lot more of these chemical signatures along the data that we have for the structure, and help us map out and understand the distribution of high grades, subtle other secondary structures, and many of these things. So it's really a tool that still needs a little bit of a paintbrush from a geologist at the end, but it helps us process really large, complex data sets. I mean, we have more than 20,000 samples on this project, a lot of multi-element, different digestions between multiple campaigns, and really leveling and pulling that data together in doing smart exploration. That's what it's all about with Minerva.
Yeah. There's about 7,500 meters of drilling that hasn't been, results haven't been shared yet. Can you give us a timeline of when you would expect to share these assay results, and what targets are they coming from?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, the next batch will likely show some deeper stuff into the DAC area itself, and then we've stepped into the main core area of DAC, a little bit of testing on the gap zone, as well as some further exploration holes. So that's going to be kind of the rest of this 10,000 meter program. Results should start coming in for those within the next couple of weeks. We'll see how fast we can process these and get them out to market. I guess the one comment about time and getting results out, we're not seeing too much of a delay with the lab itself right now, which is really good. A lot of people have been having challenges, but it looks like most of the backlogs are dealt with. In Coarse Gold Systems, there's a lot of QAQC. So one thing about the Destiny project is that 25% of all of the holes of the 170 plus holes have visible gold and coarse gold in them at least one instance. So you're dealing with a very nuggety system. So doing QAQC and making sure that the results are presented in a proper and fair way takes a bit more time than just drill and push it out. Right. So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It continues to play forward. You know, what other than more drill results, are you starting to look at the next phase of drilling here after this 10,000 meters?
We're gonna pause with this. So we've got this data all cleaned up. We've got an excellent database, an excellent data stream. We've collected some amazing data. We're gonna finish this 10,000. We're gonna go in and relog and resample and rethink a lot of the previous drilling that has been done to make sure that we've got the best handle on all the data that we have here. That's gonna be sort of the summer work, a lot of surveying, a lot of cleanup. There'll be some results from that as well as we do some reassay. So it'll be a bit more geared towards trying to get our heads around what the next step is. So I think by the end of the summer, we'll have a good handle on what the next step is for this project.
Okay. What else is happening in the company outside of Destiny? Anything else kind of moving along here to really become more of a company maker?
Yeah. I mean, look, we're really focused on Destiny. Drill's turning. Everybody's all hands on deck. We're still lean and moving everything forward on the project, always keeping an eye open on opportunities and such. But I think at this point, we're buried in drill core, which is a great place to be.
Sounds heavy.
It is heavy.
you did mention you do run a pretty lean operation here. Like, what are the challenges running this lean?
Well, look, I mean, well, you know me, and you've known me for a long time now. So coming from a project management background where we run multi-10,000 meter drill programs, this is kind of bread and butter for us. So we started budgeting this at around, what, 300 a meter all in with everything. We've actually been able to shave almost 35% off of that so far. So we're saving quite a bit of money just on this one program, and that's including all of the extra stuff that we've been processing and doing, such as Minerva and these other things. So we're actually shaving a lot of money off and getting more value for it. So one of the challenges is shaving all the money off and making it work.
While
being CEO and running the corporate side and the budget, having that project management experience, I mean, there's a lot of work just keeping everything moving forward. So my nights are consisting of budgets and drill core reviews, and the days are the capital markets portion. So it's certainly a time to be working, but I think as with anything, we put the work in and we continue to continue to hope for the best, right?
Many people listening to this podcast may recognize you from such endeavors as Longford Exploration Services Company. You got a number of your crew from Longford working on the Destiny project now, I take it?
Yeah, so we did it kind of at an at cost from Longford. So we've got one of our, a couple of our junior geologists that have been running that, and one of our project managers. The team on the ground's pretty lean. We've got a rented core shack in Val-d'Or, a gentleman that I've worked with for over a decade, a well-seasoned veteran that's based in Val-d'Or, so cost is very low for him as well, is spearheading the logging. He's very familiar with the Abitibi and the Shear Zone hosted systems, which has been great. But really, it's a crew of three on the ground, keeping things lean, and then the drill contractors. We've still got two drills turning right now, one lighter rig and one heavier rig for some of the deeper work.
That's James Rogers of Clarity Gold. They trade on the CSE with CLAR and on the OTC with CLGCF. They are a sponsor of the podcast, and I am also a shareholder of the company. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.